the other day. Unfortunately, he wasn't quite prepared. And there were some things that I was hoping he would mention that he didn't get to. So, being in the lessons of Srila Gurudev, I'd like to speak 1 or 2 minutes just on how this has all come about, how so many devotees are standing or sitting here and listening to Srila Gurudev's wonderful lectures. So this all actually began, of course, with all previous acharyas. But in the West here, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to all of us, he preached the whole world. Over 12 years, he traversed the world 14 times and established 108 temples. So the question arose through the Gurudev asked the other day, why has he done so? So, of course, we all know that he has done so to establish the root of Vaishnava philosophy throughout the entire world. Of course, it is established within Bharat Bhumi, but within the whole world, Western cultures, Eastern cultures, this Vaishnava philosophy was barely even heard of before, until Srila Prabhupada and some of his previous godbrothers had ventured to the West. Srila Prabhupada had achieved monstrous success, establishing what he called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So his purpose was to lay down the foundations of a great house within which all the world could live. What is that world? That world is the association of all Vaishnava devotees. That we could all come together and live under the one roof. That roof was our Vaishnava Sampradaya. Unfortunately, as time went by, as our Srila Prabhupada predicted, due to our lack of knowledge and our lack of establishment within the culture of Vaishnavism, we had some difficulty with our Vaishnava movement. No harm and no criticism. Just as years went by, somehow or other we forgot the very principle that Prabhupada came and gave us was Sadhu Sangha. Prabhupada came and Prabhupada gave us his Sangha, even though I wasn't fortunate enough to be in Srila Prabhupada's association. But somehow or other our society forgot that very important principle. They thought that when Prabhupada had left, that he has given us everything. So no need for any Sadhu Sangha. Unfortunately, this caused the, without being rude, the watering down of our Islam society. And unfortunately, as years went by, this became more and more apparent. Then from within the depths of the Iskon movement rose a great Vaishnava acharya. His name was Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. So we heard some of his words the other day. But what we don't realize is the great connection between A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and our beloved Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. The purpose of Srila Prabhupada came was to lay a foundation and to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. My beloved Guru Maharaj, Nityalila Pavistam Vishnupada Paramahamsa, Paravrati Gacara, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami, told me once, the reason I'm travelling all over the world is to bring them back to Prabhupada. Those that had left Srila Prabhupada's movement due to weakness or due to lack of association, whatever. And he said, due to the fact that they weren't taking Sadhu Sangha. And he preached this so heavily to us, so heavily, that all we heard was Sadhu Sangha, Guru Tattva, Jiva Tattva. And the funny thing is, he used to say to us, you should scrutinize Guru very carefully. So for the last 7 days, we've been sitting here scrutinizing. Is his personality before us really a guru? Is he really qualified to deliver us from the cycle of birth and death? Can he really give us what Shastra is telling us can be given by a real sadhu Guru Vaishnava? So then my Guru Maharaj said to us in one class, he was sitting. Many, many days he'd been speaking as Guru Tattva. And he said, you should scrutinize Guru very carefully. Then at the end of the class he said, because Baba, Guru will scrutinize you. So then he spoke on Shishya Tattva. What is the qualification of the disciple? So perhaps for the last 7 days, We've been sitting here scrutinizing whether our Gurudev is very qualified. But we should also understand that he's been looking deep into our all hearts. We may be at the back, maybe somewhere else, maybe we're cooking, doing something, we can't even be in the class. The Gurudev is looking at us all, our real Savior, what we're doing. And he's offering that to Krishna for us. Because our ability is very diminished. We're so fallen, at least for myself, I'm so fallen. I'm standing before all my senior God brothers and sisters here, and I'm the lowest one. Somehow or other, I've been asked to speak this thing. So, what was the reason that Srimad Bhagavatam Goswami came? He came to re-establish the principle of Sadhu Sangha within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement and to open the door for all Vaishnavas within that movement and throughout the world who had misconceptions of what is a sadhu. And what that door opened was a doorway through which we could all receive the Holy Association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. This you won't find in Shastra. This is my speculation. So please forgive me for any fault. But I've seen as years went by, some people were saying, "Are you Gurudev? Your Gurudev left untimely." I don't believe that was so. I think he had finished his wonderful seva to Srila Prabhupada and to his beloved associate, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. Some say that our beloved Gurudev never met my Guru Maharaj. I don't believe it. Even if they never physically met, I know. Even if they didn't, some say, I don't care. Because sadhus can do anything. And if they want to meet together, they can meet lifetime after lifetime. What to speak in the holy land of Vrindavan and the Goloka Vrindavan, where they are performing their wonderful pastimes to Radha and Krishna. But yes, I know they did meet. And many, there are some devotees here who are actually with Gurudev, including Ram Maharaj and Madhava Maharaj, when they met. But we won't get into that. Because the reason he came was to open the doorway into ISKCON so that our beloved Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, could bring all of those devotees there and all of those devotees outside back into the real ISKCON, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And what is the proof of that? That sitting before us today, we have disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. We have disciples of Bhakti Rakshak Srila Maharaj. We have disciples of Srila Gaura Govinda Swami. Sita. We have disciples of whoever it is. Other disciples. Bhaktivedanta Bhaman Maharaj. Any other? Bhakti Vaibhavarani Maharaj, Premananda's Prabhu Guru. And so many other Sadhu Sanghas are there. So this is the real International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because international not only means throughout the world, but it also means throughout the Vaishnava world. That Srila Gurudev has taught us how to do Sadhu Sangha, how to honor all Vaishnavas, how to honor all Gurus. And on his wonderful Vrindavan Parikram, he also gets so many other Vaishnavas to speak. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Maharaj,
Tirtha
Maharaj,
Madhav Maharaj,
Sanyas Maharaj,
Bharati
Maharaj, Bhakti Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Giri Maharaj, all so many, thousands.
So is this the International Society for Krishna Consciousness or not? So now we get to the third point. What is the purpose of our Gurudev coming? So our Gurudev has come to help Srila Prabhupada finish his mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. He's come to help Srila Guru Govinda Swami to re-establish those principles that he established with Sadhu Sangha. And he has come to give us the highest thing, which is that prema dana. That understanding, because one thing that Srila Prabhupada stressed was to chant so many rounds, do that thing. And over years, we thought that that was the highest thing. And Gurudev came and said, no, actually that is minimum. It's not the lowest thing, but it's minimum. Highest thing, he's come to establish what is our goal from all of this, these years that we've been practicing Krishna consciousness. Some of us haven't had that goal. So Srila Gurudev has come to establish the goal of Krishna consciousness, which is to re-establish the relationship we have with Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna through the via medium of sadhus. And so many wonderful sadhu Vaishnavas are coming with Srila Gurudev. And now I've come to the point of thanks. I'd like to thank on behalf of all of you here tonight, our beloved Srila Gurudev, who is 81, 82 years old. He's traveling all over the world. He's taking on so much strain, on what appears to be strain, to come and give us this message. So we are so very fortunate that these sadhus take on this great pressure. My Guru Maharaj used to say, I am expelling so much spiritual blood for you. So also our beloved Sri Guru is expecting so much spiritual blood for us. So we owe him our life. And if we can somehow give our life to him, then our life will be perfect, and his mission is already perfect, and it will be even more perfect. Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, please go ahead. But then again, with him, he is bringing so many of his senior devotees coming to preach to us. The Shamarani Devi, Madhava Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Ashram Maharaj, Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, Krishna Dhyana Prabhu, Rajanath Prabhu, Pundarik Prabhu, and not to forget
Vrindavan Vilasini.
Vrindavan Vilasini. And not to forget those devotees who are serving in the background.
Jagannath Prabhu. Very big preacher. Jagannath Prabhu.
Jagannath Prabhu. And also Pundarik and Vrindadevi, who show us how to serve.
So speak so high.
So high.
Yes.
Very wonderful associates. But then again, also there are those devotees who have helped us in this area here to bring this festival to you and to invite you all here and to invite Srila Gurudev here. And my special thanks go to Premananda Brahmachari, who for 5 or 6 years. Also, Sri Krishna Das Ramachari. Sri Krishna Das Ramachari is another little help. And he did a talk all the time.
Why not Radhanath Brahmachari?
Radhanath the Guru is all. Radhanath the Guru is all.
Very good.
And Mr. Dennis, yes, I mentioned.
Very
good. Shall
you mention on
that? Yeah, already. And my special thanks go to probably the most inspirational devotees here in our association that we all take a lot of shelter from, although they don't realize it. It's Devananda Prabhu, Surati Dini, and Kavikuru Dini. And also Bhajananda Prabhu and his wife and daughters. Also, and also Paramananda Puri Prabhu and Rajesh Swami Prabhu. We couldn't forget the ladies who are helping so much. And also my wife, Raji Devi. And Rajesh Prabhu. And actually, all others who are helping us. All devotees who have worked so hard in the kitchen, and also all of the devotees here present now who have come to hear this Harikatha and make this festival the most successful ever.
And dinner on the Buddha and his company. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that this festival is well organized. No complaint from anywhere. Prasadam very sweet, very delicious. Our classes also full. You should know one thing, that first ISKCON was established by Chaitanya Brahma, our first guru. He is the founder, Acharya of ISKCON, and he disciples Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar, four and daughter. They are ISKCON really. They are teachers. And after that, so many. Especially in Kali Yuga, Madhvacharya, Ramanu, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadi, and others. And in this line, Madhvendra Puri is the root seed. Especially in Kali Yuga. And there his disciple, Ishwar Puri Pad. And then Nityananda Prabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Ishwar Puri Pad. And then Sarup Damodar. All these are all ideal ISKCON. Yes, after that, in that line, Siddha Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Siddha Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Really, they are ISKCON. For the president now was Siddha Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He sent one arm through whom Siddha Bhakti Pragyan Kesav Goswami was giving him sannyas. And then he translated that ISKCON name or what?
In English.
Well, the name he has kept in. He is not founder Acharya of his own. Founder Acharya or from originally from Brahma. It was established really by Krishna. So you are all ISKCON. Don't think that we are known. You are really ISKCON. I am ISKCON. I am not different from ISKCON. I am Bhakti Vedanta. You know? Myself, Bhakti. And Swami, you are what? So, real success, I am of Bhakti Vedanta. No one is another. So, you should know this very openly. Like father,
like
son. So, I am Bhakti Vedanta. And he was Bhakti Vedanta. Perhaps he was junior in this name. I am senior to from me by my request. He was ready to take sannyas and Guru Maharaj gave. And I was what? Like Purohit.
Priest.
Fire sacrifice. Done everything. So in this way, in sannyas he is junior to me. I am senior to him. But he is my guru, Sikshav, and his disciple. So I am Bhakti Vedanta. So I am his own also. Don't think that I am out of his own.
So,
those who accept this disciplic line, they are all his own. Prapujya Charan, Sishimad Bhakti. Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, all they were ISKCON. You know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has accepted that Pujyapada Siddhartha Maharaj was my Shiksha Guru.
I know. So, all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, they are iskum, not those who are false about that we are iskum, all others are not iskum, or they are going back. Very good. They are really not iskum. If they are not accepting our all gurus and not respect. So you should always respect all who have taken shelter to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether they are initiated or not, give them proper respect. This is the idea of a real ISKCON. We should see that he is disciple of others, not from my guru. Don't be like a boss,
sectarian.
Be open. Give respect to all those who are chanting name Hare Krishna and accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or Guru line. Oh, I have come to tell you all these things. I am happy that all the devotees here, local devotees and all are coming. Some sectarians, they don't know all this. They may not. So any Vaishnava having this idea, you should honor them that they are in Mahaprabhu family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. Always respect. Also, don't quarrel. Like now, some devotees are quarreling themselves. Don't quarrel. Yet, if you are giving respect to each other, sometimes, always in Krishna festival, sometimes Mahaprabhu birthday here and there, you should invite all and give classes each other. Remember our the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the root person and try to follow. If you are doing so, you will not fall. Otherwise, you may fall down. I have told so many things in only 7 days. I want to tell something more. I want that, like Bajar in America, they have a strategy school for children of devotees. Why not here? I want that here also. The children should be educated in Vaishnavism from beginning. Like in Beja, very good school is running there. No qualified teachers. But I know that some teachers may be more qualified than authorized, the government. Government. You should start. We will also help if you will. I think that board here, make a board for all. My Prabhu, Vrindavalla Prabhu, Dinbandhu Prabhu, all senior devotees, they are very qualified. My daughters are also so much qualified. So make a school also for children. Don't delay. And think that after some time, qualified teachers will be there, like Bajar. And all children should be well educated. So this community will rise. Don't criticize each other. Don't quarrel. And thus make a very beautiful community here. Ideal. Where all Vaishnava can come. Don't block the door for anyone. Like now ISKCON does. You should not do. Don't always open your door. This door also. We have come to tell you our religion is praying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna prema pradayate.
And if you are in that line and quarreling, what is that train? Charity begins from home. So first you should be trained for prem. If you have no prem to all living beings, how you can have your prem to Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Radha and Krishna? Can you have also this thing to trees, creepers and worms and animals also, but be careful in the way line of Sri Rupa Goswami. Always follow the instructions of Rupa Goswami. I'm telling you that I told you about Dharma, that Sannyasi Maharaj asked that question. Dharma are of three kinds: Anitya Dharma, Namitik Dharma and Nitya Dharma. Nitya Dharma, Namitik Dharma and Anitya Dharma. What is the translation?
Internal religion, temporary religion and occasional religion.
Eternal religion, Namitik, what Namitik? Occasional. But try to keep the name same. Occasional cannot really that. In bracket we can keep it occasional. But the Nitya Dharma is Nitya Dharma. Eternal. And Namitti and Anitya. There are so many kinds of religions in the world. Really they are not dharma. So what is Nitya Dharma? Eternal. That is love and affection for Krishna. And that will come in this world, how manifested? In four kinds. Oh, that is the nature of Madhyam Adhikari. Have a respect, love and affection, Preeti to have Vaishnava. For equal, giving respect to them, Vaishnavaji. And those who are inferior, junior, have a love and affection, but how? Helping them. Hari Katha. And those who are like neutral, offensive, neglect them. This is, if you are doing, then do prem to Krishna. And subserving, serving. But, like Madhyama, what we can do?
The symptoms of Madhyama Adhikari devotee is Bhimanti Kripa Peksha Chakruti Samadhyama. That a devotee who is well situated in Madhyama Adhikari, he has the power of discrimination. And how does he choose that? First of all, he will have deep love and attachment for the divine couple, for their lordships. That is called prem. Then,
prem will be only in Krishna. Here, Krishna means Radha Krishna, his associate, Mahaprabhu, his associate.
And then, Maitri. Maitri can be divided in three levels. Those who are senior to us and more advanced and exalted, we can have the mood of service towards them in a friendly manner. And those who are equal to that same level, we have a loving exchange with them. And those who are somewhat junior to us, we have a friendly relation with them with affectionate mood. So this is comes under the term Maitri. Then Kripa. Kripa means being merciful towards those who are beginners on this path, namely Kanishtha Adhikaris, because they need loving care to bring them up to a higher level of consciousness. Then the fourth stage is Udeksha. Amadambika, the devotees, he neglects those people who are completely averse to Krishna consciousness, or those who are having the demonic mentality. They are offenders, they do not want to listen. So, this is also one form of mercy. By this way, Mother Mahikari Bhuti is actually blessing them that in the future they may be able to develop some samskars.
So, we should try to follow these things. Now, come to that point. What is Anitya? Anitya Dharma. Where in that philosophy there is no need of Ishwar, Upasana, God. No God. God is not there in that philosophy. And soul is not eternal. Where they think that this body is myself and all his myness. Oh, this son is mine, wife is mine, and all this. I'm Australian. I'm from England. I'm American. I'm Buddha. I'm this. I'm Indian. Where I am, and myness. That, oh, my son, my daughter, my bed, my garden, my house. They think like this. Oh, they are called Anitya. And that what they do, they is called Anitya Dharma. Fair. The philosophy is that Brahma is there. God is there. And Atma is eternal also. But not accepting real bhakti. What they like, they do to please him. These are what? Nimitta. And where? God is there, supreme. And jivas are eternal. And where there is theory that all the jivas are eternal servant of supreme law. And they follow strictly the principles of a real bhakti. Oh, this is called Nitya Dharma. So you should know all these things. Whether you are Nitya, in Nitya Dharma, eternal Dharma, or Namitic Dharma, knowing all this but not totally following, then it will be Namitic. And where you are following all these things but no belief in name, no belief in Krishna, no saranagati, no faith is strong. Oh, this is Anitya Dharma. Try to follow eternal Nitya Dharma. And we have come and our classes is going to follow this. What do you want to ask?
Right. Prema Maitri, Prema, yeah, how can that be in the Madhyama Adhikari? Because only the Uttama Adhikari has Prema.
Madhyama Adhikari are of three kinds. Madhyam Kanisht, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Oh, Madhyam Uttam by eight Ashtakali Lila they can do. They are qualified to. Madhyam Madhyam they will begin. Raganuga Bhakti. So they can do. Yeah, Prem means Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Oh, so much thick
attachment
to Krishna.
Madhyama Uttam is in Bhakti?
Yes. So we should try to follow all these things. So I'm giving thanks to you that you are managing all these things. And try to do as I told. Here, good center is there. There are all kinds. Any Vaishnava comes, you should try to respect. Whether he is in that and that or not. But he should be Vaishnava. Don't believe in Mayavadi. Don't associate with him. Now, you should know some basic principles of Vaishnavism. What are they? Amnaya praha tattva. Harimiha paramam sarva shakti nirashadvim tadbhinan sasya jivan prakitkavalitam. Veda ved prakasam sakalmapi sadhanam hare vakti tatpriti neva tupadasti ganam gaudhucham. We should try to know all what are the 9, 10 principles thus move. Oh, whether ladies, devotees, or male devotees, they should know all these 10 principles. There are 2 teachings. What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Bani, the words of Chaitanya. In 2, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam, Ramyakachitupasana, Bajubad Vargaina Jagalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Matho Maha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradal Nahpara. So both are one. But essence of the first or second word, Aradhyoga, is the essence of first. So what is that? You should define one by one. One you, one like you. Amna hai. What is Amna? Also note down the 10 principles in your heart and in your paper. And where needed, you can boldly tell, oh, this is our philosophy.
Amnaya Praham. This means to accept the Vedic teachings as they come down in undisciplined succession. So in the Vedas, there are vast teachings which are there, but not all the teachings in the Vedas are accepted in the line of pure devotional service. So Amnaya Praham means specifically those teachings within the Vedic scriptures which are taken by our predecessor acharyas and which are given to us in line of disciplined succession. This is Amnaya Praham.
What is the second? Shyamrani.
The Amnaya is in and of itself separate, and then it establishes the praman, or what is the evidence. That is the Vedic scriptures accepted by our Guru Parampara. And then there are 9 principles that the Vedic literatures that are accepted by our Guru Parampara establish, and that is called the Prameya. And the first is that Hari, Sri Krishna, Brajendranandan Sri Krishna, is the Supreme Absolute Truth. He's the Advaita Gyan Paramtattva. He's one without a second, and all other incarnations, manifestations are coming from him. He's Amsi, or the source of all avatars, and other incarnations, Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Guna avatars, are all emanations from him, is the first Prameya established by the Praman or the Amnaya.
Something more? Oh, you should know. Word Brahma. And also Allah, God, though they are having some meaning. Brahma means, oh, very high. What?
Being a teacher.
Who is perhaps most bigger, biggest? He is called
Brahma.
Also Allah. What is the meaning of Allah? most biggest. But Bhagavad Sabda has very sweet meanings. A tattva who cannot be, who can be so much abundant, having so much abundant, bigger, but if he cannot be very minute and fine, then how he can be God? He cannot. Krishna in both ways. He is most biggest. Whole world is in his one. And he is everywhere. In the minute.
In every atom.
In the one sun rays particles, he is there also. One thing, Krishna is everywhere. He is in us. He is in trika, creepers, trees, a stone, dry stones, everywhere, in this book. But why they are not speaking? If Krishna is everywhere, in atoms, in trees, creepers, we speak because Krishna is here. But why that book is not speaking? Why? Can you?
Because you have Chaitanya and Achaitanya.
But Krishna is here.
Krishna is there, but nature of the soul is that.
Or in simple words, you should say there is no soul, no jivatma. Where jivatma and paramatma both? There, or they can we can speak. Who are we? Or soul? But in who? Or Krishna is there, but not soul. So he can. In trees, soul and super soul both are there. So they feel, and in that language they may tell.
Achadicheta.
So, Krishna is supreme. He can be minor, minor of the minor. And he can be biggest and biggest. Oh, Narayan has so many opulences. God has so many opulences. But they think that he has no shape, he cannot come to us. But Krishna, Narayan cannot come. He cannot descend in his that form. But Krishna, very sweet. He is very tricky, very lovely. He can come like a sun. Like most beloved, like friends, Narayan cannot come. God, Khuda, Allah, they cannot come like this. So Krishna is supreme. Hari, Paramatattva. Then Sarva Shaktiman. What? I will ask whether my lady, daughters and sons, I will ask. Just now I will.
Krishna is almighty in Sarva Shaktiman. Krishna has so many powers like Jeev Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti. These three are prominent. Actually, Shakti is one. It's called Antaranga Shakti or Radhini Shakti or Para Shakti. According to Krishna's desire, their function is defined different. So in Upanishad, they told, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate, Natat Samasya Badikasya Drishyate, Parasya Shakti Vividayiva Shriyate, Sabhaviki Jnana Balati Yacha, Natasya Karyam Karanancha Vidyate. In this world, everything depends on cause and action theory. At first, you will come in cause, after that, we can see in action. But for Bhagavan, for Krishna, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate is beyond of cause and action theory. Natat samasya vadikasya drishyate. No one is equal to him. What to say about bigger, super to him? So he is called asamartha tattva or anurdha samam tattva or asamatishaya tattva. So no one is equal to him. What to say about super to him? Superior to him. Parasa shakti vividhaiva suyate. And his parasakti is known as so many ways, like Sahavik, Gyan, Bal, Kriyacha. Gyan means Sammi, predominantly of Sammi is Krishna himself. And Bal means Sandhini Shakti, predominantly of Sandhini Shakti is Baladev Prabhu himself. And Kriya means Ananda, Radhini Shakti, predominantly of Radhini Shakti, Srimati Radhakrishna herself.
Hare Krishna. Oh. The Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman. Yog Maya. We cannot see Krishna with these eyes and with this intelligence. We cannot touch Krishna by these senses. He is beyond our limit. But when Krishna we says, he calls Yog Maya. And then Yog Maya touches this world and Krishna also. And at that time anyone can see. Some believe that he is God of gods and some cannot. Kamsa. And Krishna touched his body. Charanamushtik also touched their body, Krishna. But they never realized that he is. All them. Also, Duryodhana saw, Jarasandha saw, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, all they. Sauron. He is also Krishna, but they never realized. But those who have some association of high class Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Yoga Maya, they can realize that. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yoga Maya made us to see. So he is Sarva Shakti. Then
How does Krishna manifest in
Pradhan? By Pradhan Krishna, manifest this world where there is water. Artha, ether, and all these things. This is called Pradhan. But this is material. Pradhan is material. But it is also a Shakti that is called Maya Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti. It is not eternal. But this power is eternal. And she manifests this material world, so is it is called Pradhan.
Next, Sri Bhakti Thakur is saying that Krishna is also referred as Rasabhim. Rasabhim means the ocean of Ras, or from whom all the Rasa or Mellow are emanating from. In Vedas, Krishna is also referred as Raso Vaisaha, that he is the original cause or originator, fountainhead of all the Rasa. He is himself, he is embodiment of Ras. Then what does this mean? We heard just before this point that Krishna is all powerful and he has one potency which is completely transcendental. That potency manifests in so many innumerable ways and fulfills Krishna's desire. Three main aspects of his internal potency are also known as Sarvit, Haladini and Sandhini. The Haladini Shakti, which is the pleasure potency of the Lord, is actually the cause of His pleasure. And these three aspects of Chit Shakti, they are affecting all the activities of internal potency, marginal potency, and external potency. That means that whatever bliss or anand which anyone feels by the influence of these three energies is actually emanating from Krishna only. Why? Because it's not different from his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman, Madhura Bhedam. Then, in this world, in the material world, due to the influence of external potency, all the jivas, they experience Jara Ananda or material pleasure. That material pleasure is actually purely a reflection of the internal potency or Kaladini Shakti. Those who cross this level and they are able to come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma or they are experiencing Brahmanand, that is also a reflection from that internal potency of the Lord. And in its purest stage, in Rola Vrindavan and all the spiritual worlds, Kaladini Shakti is giving all the pleasure to the Lord. So that is why Krishna is said that he is fountainhead of all the rasa that everyone from anywhere one can experience.
Aradhana, about jiva. More louder. Maybe.
So here,
big body and.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing the fourth pramaya, which is the tattva of the jiva, the living entity. Bhaktivinoda cha. So what is the meaning of Bhaktivinoda tattva? That is jiva tattva or the soul. So one question is there, that Krishna himself is described as, Krishna's incarnations are described as swa-amsa. But the jiva is described as Bhaktivinoda, as Swamsa means Krishna's own part, and Vivanamsa means Krishna's separated part and parcel. So when the Swamsa of Krishna comes in accompanied by his Chikshakti, this is known as Bhagavat Tattva. But when the same Bhagavat Tattva is endowed with his Jiva Shakti, or marginal potency, that is known as Vivanamsa Tattva. So even though the Jiva is a Shakti, Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Tasta Shakti, Veda Veda Kashi. Even though the Jiva is a Shakti, still he is endowed with some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva. For example, the Jiva has minute independence, the Jiva has minute desire, but these things are not present in Shakti Tattva. So because the Jiva has some of the qualities of Bhagavat Tattva and some of the qualities of Shakti Tattva, therefore he is known as Vimanamsa Tattva. So Srila Tulsidas Goswami in his Ramchitamanas Ishwara Aung Sajiva Abhinasi Chaitanamala Sahasukras.
No need.
So, and Krishna also
says, only give example from our scripture.
So Krishna also says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita Mamamevamsa Jivalokeya Jiva Bhutashana Mamamevamsa. Krishna says, all Jivas are my amsa, my separated parts and parcels.
So two kinds of jivas coming from Krishna. This is the thing. What is Bheda Ved? Can you? Bheda Ved? Oh, be ready for drama play. They should be there.
Following the discussion of the jiva given by Bhakti Mantar, he says Veda Veda Prakasham, that the all the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. In other words, God is everything, but everything is not God. So Krishna, this is the difference between the Shankara's monist philosophy and a refinement of the various schools of Vaishnava thought, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, and Nimadicha Swami. We discussed this in class the other day. They gave different understandings of how Brahman, the Absolute Truth, is transformed or changed. And Lord Chaitanya, he clarified this with his the supreme philosophy of Achincha Veda Abheda Tattva, which means that Brahman, the supreme truth, itself doesn't change, but it's Parashakti, which Madhav Maharaj just discussed. Its supreme energy causes transformations. An example can be of like the sun. The sun itself remains in the sky, but by its energy of light and heat, it causes so many things to happen. In this material world, clouds form by evaporation from the waters, and they again cool and cause rain. Flowers draw energy from the sun and produce so many colors. So this way, the sun itself remains unchanged, but by its energies, so many things are transforming and going on. So in one sense, nothing is independent from its source or the origin, and yet nothing is also equal to it. So we can say that a plant is nothing but the energy of the sun, but we can't say that the plant itself is the sun. So in this way, everything is one with and yet different from Krishna.
Thank you. In essence, we can see jivas are not different from Krishna and different also in the same time. They have come from somewhere, Shakti, formation of Shakti, not really like Swamsa. So some, there are some difference and some
non-difference.
Jivas has some qualities of Brahma, some qualities, but not all. They cannot create. They cannot be like swans. They can be covered at any time. So there is some but difference and none. But this difference and non-difference is not
considerable.
When? Only by Guru's words, that is by Amnaya, Vedas, Shastra, those words. By that we can, otherwise we can.
You said the jiva can always be covered, has the tendency to be covered.
Yes.
But 2 days ago you were speaking in Jiva Dharma how Baladev manifests certain jivas who are going to be eternal.
So there are no jivas.
What the word is jiva though?
No, there are no words. There are all parikar.
Yeah,
only jivas are called here in this. So all can be covered. No. They are called what? Parishad.
Purikar.
And they are called Nitya.
Purikar. Nitya Mukta.
Nitya Mukta. They are here not Nitya Mukta. They are Nitya Baddha. But Nitya Baddha for? For Anadi. But they can be liberated. So now, what is Sadhan? You
problem. Microphone, please.
Prajavalla Prabhu.
What is Sadhan? Sadhan is the process by which the jiva can free himself from the realm of Maya. As well as
this is external. What is internal?
Shuddha Bhakti. After Anyabhilasita Sunyam.
By sadhan, by bhakti, we can achieve bhav and gradually pray. Sadhan is what? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhav, Shivan, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakkam, Mo, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavad Saman, Mathurava, Srimukti, Sapta. Among them, most prominent, Samanam, Kirtanam. Among them,
Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Nam Kirtan. Tarmadya Sarvashesh,
Nam
Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan means Nam, name is Radha and Krishna Himself. This is the best sovereign among all. And by that we can achieve what? This prem is prayojan. Then now, what? 10. First is evidence.
And that evidence is Amnath, that is, has been accepted by our Guru Parampara. Among them, Srimad Bhagavati is supreme most. And then, Sambandha Gyan. And then, Abhidheya and Krishna Prem Priyoga. So, Krishna is supreme without second, Advaita Gyan Parta. He is ocean of rasa. He is sarva-shaktiman. Two kinds of jivas coming from him. Difference and non-difference between jivas and Supreme God. And sadhana is Shuddha Bhakti. And then prema, and that is called preach. So ten. So all should remember in brief all the ten. And in Jaiva Dharma it is, it has been given. So, now, my thanks to you all, those who anyhow assembled here. By word even, you have some sympathy. I pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercy to all. Those who have helped by money or by their energy, to them also, I am praying Krishna to be merciful and me, Chaitanya. And those by giving classes and by money and by all means, hold their energy, oh, for them also. Oh, dhanyavad to them.
Thanks
to them also. And I am praying. Also those who are singing, those who are helping me in any way, to them also, that their love and affection for Krishna and some attachment to Krishna name should develop. There should not be me, never. So, my heartly blessings to you all. Then Bandhu Prabhu wants to speak something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
So who has begged after higher sacrifice? Some of them has given to Gurudev. Who has not given yet? His time or not to Gurudev?
I told that.
There will be something after yeah. That.
So who neglected?
And there always be something after that. Who has taken initiation yesterday and today? They are now will be announced also after Dinabandhu's speech.
Very quickly, you should bring.
Hare Krishna.
Have you grabbed door to door?
This is right.
Seven door at least.
We need to have an honor to
the devotees. I will send you to
And also we need 2 meters gap in the front of the stage. Also, many devotees I forgot to thank personally
who
have done so much help for us.
Your wife also?
But in particular,
initiation from
I forgot to thank Mother Mohan Prabhu and his wife and family who have agreed to head up the cooking this year. So my thanks to them in particular as well.
There you go. And all of the people, including Mother Prabhu from the Kalakapa, Mr. Jagadish Pandit Sanji, Mother Prabhu and his wife.
Thank you.
Last but not least, please don't think that because Srila Gurudev is going in the morning that our festival is over.
Happy?
We invite you all to stay for the next 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Tomorrow night, Tuesday, we will have a program again here. And the senior disciples of Srila Gurudev will speak here tomorrow night. Also remember that we're giving feast every night.
Thus ends the class on the 18th of February 2002 in the evening in Mughalamba. Hare Krishna.